Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. America's employers added 262,000 new jobs last month. That's more than expected and the most in 4 months. The gains were widespread through all parts of the economy. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. John, pretty good news, huh?
That's right. It is twice the growth that we saw in January. Economists had been expecting some increase in February, a little over 200,000. So 262,000 is a healthy uptick. And it's across a wide range of industries. Increases in manufacturing, construction, retail. It's particularly good news for manufacturing, which was hit hard by the 2001 recession. They've been slow to recover, but manufacturers this morning are enthusiastic about these numbers.
They may be, but economists are generally gloomy about something.
They sure are. And that's why President Truman kept asking for a one-armed economist to advise him, someone who couldn't keep saying, on the other hand.
Right.
For one thing, today's report continues to show salaries have been stagnant. In fact, they're falling behind inflation. There was no wage increase in February. Plus, even with all the additional jobs, the unemployment rate went up. There are a lot of people still looking for work. Today's report shows unemployment actually increased in February from 5.2 to 5.4%. All this leads University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi to say today's unemployment figures aren't as good as they look on the surface.
Given where we are in the economic recovery, 3 years out, an unemployment rate of 5.4% is manifestly unacceptable. It indicates an economy that's failing to provide high-quality opportunities for ordinary working Americans. Although profits are robust, this persistently high unemployment rate, coupled with falling real wages, indicates America enjoys a false prosperity.
Well, John, what's to be done to make that prosperity more genuine and help the number of jobs and wages as well?
Professor Morisi and other economists would say that rapid changes in technology are cutting both ways in this economy. They're making workers much more productive and efficient, reducing the costs of production, but they also leave workers without the skills to master those technologies behind. Workers with just a high school education, even a few years of college, aren't able to compete against cheap labor from overseas. So these economists say the U.S. has to pressure Asian countries especially to bring their currencies more in line with the dollar. Later today on Marketplace, we're checking in with the 7 Habits of a Highly Effective Business book.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.